Good morning and welcome to another episode of Heaven Help Us, a podcast dedicated to encouraging you to rely on Christ for your daily life. I'm your host, Melissa Sykes, and on today's episode, we are diving into the importance of waiting on the Lord. Several weeks ago, I was speaking with a very dear friend about how challenging it can be to wait on the Lord for a specific promise or promises to unfold in our lives. And during that conversation, she said something to me that was so profound and yet so amazing, and it led to me just diving in to what the Lord says about waiting well. And she said to me that the Holy Spirit had been teaching her on how to wait well. How to wait well. You know, we wait, but sometimes we don't wait well, do we? And so today's podcast is inspired by that conversation, as well as Psalm chapter 40, verse 1. So if you are a woman navigating life's challenges, this episode is for you. So stay tuned as we learn what Psalm 40, verse 1 says about waiting well. All right, welcome in, ladies. Let's kick this off by talking about what it really means to wait on the Lord. Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Now, waiting is not always easy, is it? Man, we live in a world that thrives on instant gratification. From fast food to instant messaging, we want everything now, right? But what if I told you that the waiting period can be one of the most transformative times in our lives? Imagine a seed buried in the ground. It's dark, it's quiet, and it's waiting. But underneath the soil, something beautiful is happening. That seed is growing, preparing to burst forth into life. Just like that seed, our waiting can lead to incredible growth. That does not happen without preparation and, I'm afraid, patience. But here's the awesome thing about patience. There is power in patience. Amen? There is power in patience. But here's what we need to understand about patience and in the waiting. Patience isn't just about us sitting around twiddling our thumbs, right? Patience is an active process. It's about trusting that God has a plan for us, even when we can't see it. So think about it this way. When we wait on God, we are opening ourselves up to His timing, His wisdom, and His grace. Right? I don't know about you, but if I try to operate one outside of patience and I want to get ahead of God, then obviously I'm not waiting on God's timing. It's everything's being done in my timing. I'm not going by His wisdom. I'm going by my wisdom. And I'm not operating in His grace. And I think all of us can agree that when we do things in our own way outside of God's timing and His wisdom and His grace, we really mess things up. So how often do we need God's grace, right? We need it in every situation. We need His timing. We need His wisdom in every situation. So what is it that you are currently waiting patiently for? Is it a job opportunity? Is it a relationship? Is it healing in your body? Is it healing in a relationship? Whatever it may be, remember that waiting is not wasted time. It is an opportunity to deepen your relationship with God. So take a minute and think about this. While you're waiting, Why not lean into those moments with God? Dive deeper into prayer. Dive deeper into scripture. And you know how I feel about journaling. If you listen to my previous episode, you know that I'm all about writing things down. Write your prayer out to God. As you're exploring scripture, write those things down. You know, share your thoughts and your feelings with the Lord. He's not too big to handle your thoughts and your feelings. This is your time to grow. Amen. This is your time to expand your knowledge in God while you're waiting. This is your opportunity to see what God has for you, what He wants to say to you. So here are a few tips to help you embrace this waiting period with grace and joy. We want to be able to wait well. And if we're waiting well, that involves grace and joy and peace. All of the fruit of the Spirit should be evident if we are waiting well. So here are some tips to help you in the waiting period. Number one, cultivate a heart of gratitude. Start each day by thinking of three things that you're thankful for each day. Because gratitude shifts our focus from what we're lacking to the blessings we already have, right? So if we have this heart of gratitude, we're actually not thinking about what we're waiting for. We're thinking about what we already have, that God has already blessed us with, that we didn't do or provide ourselves. Amen. I mean, every morning I thank God for the breath that I breathe. Because you know what? I'm not the one who put the breath in me. He did. And I am thankful for that. I thank God for every day. When I'm driving into work, I thank God for the new day, right? He didn't have to allow me to see that day, but He did. And He did it for purpose, on purpose, with a purpose. Amen? So cultivate that heart of gratitude. Number two, engage in prayer and reflection. Use this waiting time to deepen your relationship with God, like I previously said. Meditate on His Word. Pour out your heart to Him and listen for His guidance. Amen. Number three, stay active in your community. Waiting doesn't mean sitting idle. Get involved in your church, volunteer, or simply reach out to some friends. Go grab a coffee. Go sit on a patio and chit-chat. Being active helps us stay connected and reminds us that we're not alone in the waiting, right? So we want to cultivate a heart of gratitude. We want to engage in prayer reflection, and we want to stay active in our community. Now, before I close, I want to share a couple of inspiring stories from the Word of God that illustrate the beauty of waiting on the Lord. So let's first talk about Sarah. Okay, you know Sarah, the one who laughed when the Lord told her she was going to have a baby in her old age. Yeah, that's Sarah, the one who waited decades for that promise to be fulfilled. Can you imagine the heartache of hearing you're going to have a baby and you're waiting and you're waiting? And some of you listening to this, you might be in Sarah's position. Be encouraged, my friend. Listen to this. When she finally became a mother at the ripe age of 90, it was a testament to God's faithfulness. God spoke it. She waited. It happened. Amen. And then there's the story of Anna. Anna was a prophetess who waited her whole life to see Jesus, the Messiah. She dedicated herself to prayer and fasting in the temple. And when she finally saw Jesus, her joy was immeasurable. These stories remind us that waiting can lead to incredible blessings. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to embrace your waiting season. Reflect on what you're waiting for and how you can wait well. Remember, you're not just waiting. You're growing, you're learning, and you're preparing for something wonderful. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Heaven Help Us. I would love to hear from you. So please feel free to contact me to share your story of faith or share your prayer concerns with me at melissasikes1330@yahoo.com. That's melissasikes 1330@yahoo.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and share it with your friends. Let's spread the word and continue to build a legacy of faith together.